mein auf den Supercast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 379. I'm Adam, and thank goodness I don't have to do a quote this week because we've got a live link up with Conker Cerberus once again. And yay. Not at Conker Cerberus is Andy Nunny.
Well, I'm not stoned or drunk, so I'm going to be quite sane for once.
Yeah, that's what you said on the previous 15 occasions. And we've got running things at the far end, so this is where things could go a bit up tits, or tits up. That's Mr. Kirby Bartlett Sloan.
Hey, there's a child in this room. Watch your language.
A tit is a bird in Great Britain. You have a great tit, a blue tit. What sort of other tits do you have in Great Britain, Nunny, of Andiness?
Anyway, hello.
Who else? Oh, yeah, yeah, hello, Kirby. And, of course, Jason Chuang.
Hello, everyone.
My fellow Birmingham man.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. So he no longer lives in Birmingham.
Only part-time.
And, of course, the people in that room may or may not want to know, we also have our live viewers on the Facebook feed, a 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, which you can join and watch me suffering while recording the show. Laurie Nick says, yay, live con feed.
Another laptop and have that showing.
We did this last year.
Excuse me?
You did that last year.
Yeah.
You did.
I forgot.
Yeah. Right then, so we're going to wing it. This is the 20 megabyte way. We wing things like this because we don't prep things too well, do everybody? So what I'm going to do to start off with the winging side of things is ask Kirby what's been going on so far this weekend, because I've been busy. I've been doing weddings and stuff, so I haven't actually seen anything on Facebook, and a few of our viewers stroke listeners haven't either. So what's been going on? Tell me.
Ask Jason first because I'm sitting
right,
some
no,
stuff.
Don't ask Jason then. Jason, what's been going on?
Yeah.
Oh, attack that one. Okay. All right. So we had, for some of us who had the VIP, we got to see, of course, Mark Shepard, Catherine Stewart, and Kelly Yates and Ellie Collins as the guests. Two of the, of course, as the usual guests they had, but Catherine Stewart and Mark Shepard. And for what I can say about, we'll start with Catherine. She's amazing and fantastic woman, but she seems a bit... just a bit quiet, I guess, at times, I guess. Because I remember with Nev, she seemed more, I told a lot of people, Nev last year seemed more like kind of a firecracker. I don't know if y'all agree or not, but that's how I kind of saw it. And Nev's, and Catherine's a little bit more reserved, I think. That's how I perceive it, though. You guys can tell me if I'm wrong or not as well.
I couldn't tell you. Never met
nervous? Her. Nervous, okay. Nervous and shy. Okay, that's probably a better way to say it. Nervous and shy and stuff like that. And of course, Mark Shepard is... he's just a complete hoot. He just basically just like takes over. Just basically feels like when they try to say something, like if something of a question, he basically either makes fun of them or, you know, encourages them just trying to be unusual, you know, not like a typical, like if you hit someone with a Q&A, just kind of like you ask a question and gives like one of these generic type answers. He'll ask questions, doing around and stuff, of course. And, there's one little thing a little thing happened to me yesterday. So I'm usually the one most of the time. When I'm usually con K is usually I usually bring my camera and record most of the panels that I can attend and record it. So unfortunately this time I was in the front row this time around with con K and with Mark Shepard, and then when he saw my camera, he starts playing around the camera, starts pointing the camera at me for a little while. It just takes over and doing like that. While he was kinda like, he's like, someone was asking a question, he goes, type deal, stuff like that. So he's felt a bit embarrassed, but afterwards I just kind of just went with the flow and just kind of said whatever afterwards. So that was quite an amusing time like that as well. But
well, thank you, Jason. I'm just going to interrupt you a sec because I'm just going to introduce Debbie Melrose's excellent replacement for the show. That's Mr. Tom Melrose.
What's up, dudes?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. How we doing?
Didn't fancy going to watch Mamma Mia then?
It's not my cup of tea, mate.
Really, really serious, important question. Paul Gustard as head coach at Harlequins, what do you think?
It's got potential. Last two seasons have been so rough, frankly. I think it
was. Tell me about it, mate.
We apologise to the Americans, that went right over their heads. Right, anyway, well, sorry, Jason, you may resume. They're talking about rugby.
Sorry.
The original game with the egg-shaped ball. Yes.
Okay, we actually can see you, I think. Can you guys see him? That's it. So there's a live feed from the Isle of Wight. It's actually a few seconds delayed.
Hang on, I've got something that's coming up. Who's gone live? Hang on, someone's going to get into serious trouble, Mr. Nunny, as you wrench every tiny bit out of my, the bandwidth. Andy Nunny just went live for a few seconds then, of course, which will completely screw up the feed.
Right, I'm now not, I've gone, I've disappeared.
He's a naughty man. Right, and I haven't got my, hang on, let's see. Oh dear, where is it?
Ding!
No, it's not that, I've lost my priority jingle folder.
I think my power supply has gone bad for my little laptop.
We better plug it in then.
Let me try the other one.
What?
He's yes. Mr. Gadget.
Yes, no, he's not. Gadget. He's Mr. Cock-up. Right, sorry, Andy. I'm sorry it's a bit delayed, but... There we go. Right.
We got it in the end.
Right, I wanted Jason to resume his tale.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, the panel with Mark Shepard overall was really good overall. He just kept it lively, everyone, you know, laughing, enjoying, you know, making fun of people, but, you know, not in a bad way. And then he talked about stuff about himself as well, so that was kind of good to hear. And, you know, just makes it's nice to hear, like, an actor at least seems like kind of more, I guess, down to earth and feels somewhat human versus someone who might be, I consider, like, a certain actor that I consider, like, divas. So it was nice about just kind of to see his point of view about stuff like that, I think. I mean, maybe you guys can have some. I can add some other input as well.
Oh, of course we can. We're professionals here. We're trying to make a podcast.
Seen as well.
Yes. Robert McIntyre says, "Hi guys. Hi Kirby. Hope you're having fun."
Oh yes.
Is he down under? That's Robert from down under,
no,
right?
He's in England.
England. Okay.
No, that's Robert Haynes.
I get so many people confused who's from where.
I've got my dog in the background doing some strange yoga poses. Oh no, she settled down now.
Do it downward dog, I take it.
I beg your pardon. Was that a yoga pose, is it? The downward dog?
Oh, yes. Bad pun.
So, right then, so thank you for that to Jason. So, how many fans do we have in the room at the moment?
Six.
We have six.
Oh, it's gone up.
Two of whom are also podcasters.
Right, let's hear from them then, Kirby.
Come on up, guys. I'm still fiddling around with my gadgets.
Can they just...
heard that, mate. You can.
Come over here.
You got it.
I'm having coffee. I'm happy.
Hey.
Good.
Actually, I'm having frozen coffee. I've never had... Anybody ever had a frappuccino before?
Mm-hmm.
No. First time. I mean, I'm like...
It's like crack now, isn't it?
It has caramel. I'm happy. I'm at a Doctor Who convention. I'm drinking coffee. I have caramel. I'm happy.
I probably shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. I have a bad habit of buying Pop Funko Pops. I don't know if y'all... I'm sure they have it over there in the UK as well, right? The Pop Funko vinyls out there. You can buy like stores.
Isabella
where
has a room full of them. In fact, there's hardly any room in her room for herself. There's so many Pop vinyls in her blooming room.
Anyway, I kind of joke and say I call buying Pop vinyls my version of crack. So that's how I describe it.
I'd rather she bought them than what you just said. But
I hope that's not considered vulgar there.
Yes, I'm gonna. Andy, what are you saying?
I say what our friend there. What podcast is it you do?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Tell your name.
I'm Kyle Jones. I'm here with my co-host Clarence Brown. We do a Doctor Who podcast called Discussing Who.
Yeah, no plugging on this show.
And I could go down the hall and I could grab the Earth Station 1, Earth Station Who people.
Oh, what
as
you
well.
What you mean your actual podcast? That you...
No, the reason that I was in on that picture is because I now join them every couple of months for a book review.
Yes.
So doesn't have anything to do with Doctor Who. So I hope I have your permission.
Do you know what makes me think when you say this? You've got far too much time in your hands, Kirby. I could never have.
I have no time.
You would have to explain to Andy what a book is.
excuse me, I read a lot of books.
Do you?
Yeah.
Was that
Tin doesn't count.
Thank you.
Right, we've got Laurie Nix says, what Kirby displaying as today? So what are you displaying as today, Kirby?
God, I hate to think. My goodness. What is Kirby showing?
He's trying to grab all his equipment. He's trying to look for stuff.
You mean things I'm on today? I was on a prisoner panel earlier today, which was fascinating.
She clarified after that. She said cosplaying. What are you cosplaying at?
I'm cosplaying a Doctor Who fan.
Oh, okay. Then she says the autocorrect has no filter.
Dress parties in normal clothes and go, I'm playing a psychopath. They look just like everybody else.
Yes, I have this very nice Fourth Doctor scarf made by Lavarzi. You know, Lavarzi.com /whatever.
You try and get it right, Kirby. It works when you get it right.
Who kindly sent it to me because they're our sponsor.
No, they kindly sent it to you because you blagged a competition and won it somehow between the presenters of the show. And it's .co.uk. So they may be wanting to add it back as you couldn't get the URL right. So, yes, they are very nice, aren't they, Lavarzi? Yes. Right, so...
But I have to give Kirby a compliment. He is representing the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast quite well with his T-shirt with the, cover art. Is that? Yes.
It's a regular 20 megabyte T-shirt.
Yeah, that cover art is an amalgamation. Well. It's an amalgamation of efforts between myself and Alistair Pearson. Just saying.
Alistair Pearson is the cover artist for a lot of Target novels.
Well, of a certain era.
Yes.
Anne-Marie Blackall. So I've heard from Anne-Marie for a while.
Is it George Martin? George, was it the guy that was with... I was at the Big Finish. They had a Big
George Martin, wasn't he the Beatles producer?
Hey, who was that other guy? I can't think of George. I can't remember his name.
Anyway, Anne-Marie Blackall says, hi from Conkay. Is she there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Nice one, Anne-Marie.
I have this alert set up on my phone, so every time it starts, I'm like,
yay!
So even if I can't say anything, I can still listen.
Bless her.
Now that's funny.
Now that shows dedication to the show. That does. Right, hang on, Anne-Marie. If I can find my bell, here we go. Here we go. Yeah. There's a weird connection between Laurie Nix and Anne-Marie Blackall there because it is the bell from Laurie Nix, the ding from here, and that goes back to Conkay. Right, so tell us a bit more about your podcast apart from the fact that this is a Doctor Who podcast. What's your angle then on Doctor Who?
Well, here's basically how we do it. We've got one of our co-hosts that is a longtime Doctor Who fan other than myself. His name is Lee Shackelford. I met Lee through Doctor Who Podshot that he and I were both on. The other co-host that's here with me today, Clarence, comes more from the new Who perspective. And so what is our angle? Well, our angle started actually with talking about everything from Doctor Who to comic books to sci-fi. And it was really hard explaining to people, hey, we're discussing Who, but we do a lot of other things. So we took the other things and kind of spun those off into other things and went exclusively Doctor Who with discussing Who. So, you know, the angle, I guess, is I think it's just three friends talking about Doctor Who. We don't always agree. But we love the show, and that's, I think, I look forward every week to recording, and I hope that anyone listening, you know, hears that in what we're doing. So if anything that I would say is our takeaway is three guys that enjoy Doctor Who and want you to experience that with us.
So it's a bit like what we do, only you lot are friends.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, I've had a vibration on my phone, so I'm just going to see what it says. Oh, it's an audio from our favourite listener. No offense.
So if you don't mind, let me throw that question back to you. Let's assume for a moment that you have a first-time listener to the 20 Megabyte podcast.
That hasn't happened for several years. Yes.
Who is the 20 Megabyte? Even though I've listened to you guys before, that same question back to you. Who's the 20 Megabyte? What's your angle?
Our angle is I try and talk about Doctor Who in a very professional and serious manner and get interrupted by a bunch of idiots, basically. That's basically our angle. Well, and that's happened since day one.
I talk about Doctor Who and cricket and rugby and wine.
And I try to stop him talking about the cricket, rugby and wine and try and keep him on the subject of Doctor Who. But unfortunately, he tends to fall asleep when we start talking about Doctor Who. Yes?
Also, my son joins in quite frequently and entertains everyone.
Master,
yes.
I interrupt.
Go on, then.
Okay, so since I tried to be all professional there a few minutes ago, so let me tell you the truth now.
Right.
I like to really irritate Clarence while we're on, and I love talking about my recorder. I absolutely love talking about my recorder.
What, the musical instrument recording?
Oh, like, okay, I wish you guys could see it because he's giving me a thumbs down. So last month, back in January, real quick, I bought from Amazon, went and found a recorder, bought it, and I held it until Hulanta. So first day we get to Hulanta, all three of us are together, and at the same time, Lee tells Clarence, I've got something for Kyle. I reach in, and now I have two recorders. So it's double the Kyle being irritated, so or Clarence being like...
Or double the fun of it.
Yes, exactly. So... Yeah, we like having fun, and I can tell you guys do too.
Okay.
I guess that's the whole point of being a podcaster. It's talking amongst friends, and it's talking about something you enjoy. You know, we all love Doctor Who, and it's talking about it as basically, I see it, we are a bunch of friends going down the pub for a few beers, having a chat about Doctor Who, and that's how I see the podcast.
So I have to ask then, Andy. Considering there is now an alcohol ban on this, how do you foresee that as a pub thing?
Well, I have to drink a glass of. I have my dinner before we do the podcast, and so I polish my glass of wine, and then I finish it off, and that's my wine done for the night. So I have to sit there thinking, I'd love to have a nice glass of Chardonnay or maybe a Pinot Merlot or something like that, but I can't do because that hasn't banned me from it. So I have to sit and suffer.
Oh, it's gone very quiet. I was quite enjoying this conversation.
I was just wondering if that was why he always falls asleep because he ran out.
Yeah,
yes, good one. No, that was in the days when he didn't have a filter.
Yes, it's a long time ago that is. But of course, now having Zach as well, of course, for again, he's we have to have early nights now to put him to bed because he's in bed now. So it's a case of our life has changed somewhat. Having a son, a rather late stage in my life, becoming a father.
Hey. I fixed the weird sound issue.
Did you? Didn't sound like it, but well done.
What? You bought a Mac.
Yeah, that'd be a say, wouldn't it? Laurie Nick says magic doing some spastic puppy yoga. Well, it was actually Star doing it, but no, Magic's doing some sort of trying to find weird places to lie down at the moment. He just decided to lie down on half of my camera equipment, which is right behind me here. And then Ali T. Butcher says, Andy will be asleep shortly.
We can all hope.
Thank you, I love you too. I don't know, why do I get all these...
It might be because you have a reputation... For such things, even if it's only happened twice.
It is because
I don't know. I resemble all these comments about me. You know me, I do my best, I work my nuts off, and all I get is abuse.
The problem is, though, is that with your dressing gown, we can all see them.
Well, it's true, yes. I've had a nice soak in the bath, so I've got my dressing gown on, so yeah. It's a nice, relaxing evening, you see.
I've just had a flashback to when me and Isabella were sat in the seat doing the podcast, and as you said, Tom, that yes, we had a certain. I had to quickly cover Isabella's eyes, for something was creeping in. Something inappropriate, should we say, was creeping into view.
Well, don't forget, I have to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to work on a Monday morning.
Ah, I can be there. I have to be at 5 o'clock. I have to be at 5 o'clock to get up for work of most day morning. Anyway, Lillian Robin says, "Sorry, guys, I'll listen later. Not feeling well. See my Facebook for explanation." Oh dear.
Okay.
Shall we have a look at Lillian's Facebook for explanation?
She's normally flashing her legs, isn't she, Lillian?
Oh, sure, I don't get to see those ones.
She seems to do that.
Oh, Lillian! Oh, no, let's have a look. Lillian, trouble is, she won't see this now, so I can have a sneaky look at her Facebook profile before she... what's up with her then? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, ooh, no, it doesn't say, tell me anything. Nothing interesting there. Oh, I'll look at it. Oh, I can see her legs. That's what you mean.
You normally can see Lillian's legs.
Oh, on this particular picture, I'm very pleased you can see Lillian's legs. Yes. Yes, befriend Lillian Robin on Facebook. Oh, I've got a friend request from someone. Oh, no, I haven't. Right then, so back to Doctor Who. That'd be a first, wouldn't it? So how did we all get into Doctor Who then? Anybody that's got a microphone near them before we, of course, we have to really get Anne-Marie over to the microphone at some point this evening. But while somebody's got a microphone, how did we all get into Doctor Who?
Well, they'd have to come up here and speak. Anyone want to come up and talk?
You should have a bowl of fruit with you. Could offer another banana
master,
or something.
Master?
Yes, yes.
Master?
Yes?
I just looked at Lillian's page. You just didn't want to say what... She does say what the problem is.
Yes. Yes. Should I say that?
It's up to you.
Kirby, be a gentleman. Let her leave.
Yes. We love Lillian. That's all I'm going to say on that one. Right then, and her legs. Right. Laurie Nick says, heavens.
She's just a bit under the weather, so let's just say it like that.
Okay.
And yeah.
If we're talking about going to Doctor Who then, okay, I'll start then.
Not you, Andy, for goodness. Andy, not you. Not you. No, not you. We've had yours. Right. We need people to listen to back episodes of the show. Anybody in the United States with their microphone in front of them may indeed divulge their how they got into Doctor Who stories.
I started watching Doctor Who with my dad when I was like 12 or something like that, and it was a way for us to bond because we wanted to be closer. So we started watching Doctor Who together because he loved it.
How old are you now?
I'm 18 now, and we've actually come to Con K every year together since I was 12.
Awesome.
But he couldn't make it today. He was here yesterday, though. So.
Who was your first doctor?
Yes, we live in Madison.
Who was your first doctor?
My first doctor was 11, Matt Smith. Love him.
Did you ever go back and see the older stuff?
I've seen a couple episodes, but I haven't. I've been hard to find like the episodes, personally. I don't know where to
That's
find
a shame.
Them.
Have a look on Amazon. I'm sure they're on Amazon somewhere. But what's your name?
Amazon. You get second Charles, right?
Yeah.
Check second Charles.
Okay. Cool.
So,
what's your name? Tell us your name.
Oh, my name's Natalie.
Hello.
real quick, which did you and your dad agree on all the episodes, or did you? Who was your favorite? Did he have a favorite, and you had a favorite doctor, perhaps?
That's kind of hard to say because we both really liked and disliked different things about each doctor. I think, like for new, like the new Who, I think he personally liked 12 a little bit more, but I liked 11 because that was my first doctor. And you always go back to your first doctor. And plus, he grew up with Doctor Who, too. So he is more, like, in touch with the classic Who. So he's more like Tom Baker and stuff like that.
Yay, Tom Baker!
John Pertwee.
The Doctor.
First of all, Master, can you hear me? Because I've turned the microphone around weirdly.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, yes, I can hear you, but it's not as clear as normal.
Unfortunately.
It sounds like your dad is like me. I've tried to bring up my three girls watching as well. And you've probably seen my daughter has been here the last several years, and she's not here this year because she got sick of Doctor Who.
That's a very sad story. Very sad story.
Yeah, I posted on Facebook that she was just busy with her mechanical engineering class. But she didn't like the 12th Doctor.
Ian Kirk has posted his script for next week's episode, so we'll leave that one. Alan T. Butcher says, my first Doctor was Dr. Anderson, but he retired quite a while ago now. My first Doctor was Dr. Biggs. Saw him the other day at Asda, funny enough. Asda is a subsidiary of Walmart, if the Americans wanted to know that one. I was quite surprised that he was still alive. It made me feel young. Right. Anybody else?
Yeah, okay. I grew up in a little village in the middle of nowhere.
Was your number six?
Carry on, Tom. Carry on.
Okay, I grew up in the village in the middle of nowhere. We had very, very patchy TV reception, and my folks were anti-TV. And Doctor Who was the one thing. The TV lived in a cupboard. And it would literally come out, and we would watch Doctor Who, and then the TV would go back in the cupboard.
That's a story.
We started off with, for me, my first memories were Tom Baker.
Wow.
And that amazing scarf.
That Kirby has.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
We could get that made as a bed cover. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, there we are. That's going to be marketed. See if I can get that copyrighted by myself before you get in there. I'll quickly send an email to Meninda.
Did you ever see the woman who had a dress that was a scarf pattern? She showed up here a couple of years.
No.
Oh. That's a quick conversation.
It actually went viral, the picture of her.
Yeah, did you get a cream for it?
Excellent. Whatever. So I'm just looking, I've got distracted, so I'm just looking through Lillian's Facebook profile for pictures of her legs. Sorry.
Don't look at Lillian's legs.
That's going to be the new hashtag for this episode, Lillian Robbins legs.
Hashtag Lillian Robbins legs.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Let's make that viral on Twitter.
Hashtag
now.
Hashtag four. Right then.
B A Pearson, goodness sake.
Right then. I suppose we could I was gonna play Ian Kirk's audio, then I realised it was for next week, so I can't really play that one. I was even gonna consider doing you won't get this one randomly, but I can't be bothered. So,
why?
Pardon, Kirby?
Why?
Because I'd have to dig a load of stuff out to find the cards. Oh, shall we do it for a bit of fun? Right, here we go then. Until something happens at your end, Kirby.
Maybe soon we can hope that we get someone in here. Yes, I hope.
Okay, just for fun. No scoring involved. Just so somebody can be a bit of a smart aleck, a Kirby. Right. Okay, it's time for this week's random episode of You Won't Get This One. Right, who'd like to keep scores?
Well, it goes quiet.
Okay, first question then, for anybody who wants to answer. Who gave Amy and Rory a prayer leaf that translated their daughter's name, Melody Pond, into the name she knew her by, River Song?
Isn't it River?
Yes, River.
Come up here. Oh, you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the soldiers in, I think it was a good man.
It was the bishop.
The bishop. Right. I love the effort that everybody's putting into this, but these are Trivial Pursuit questions. The answer is Lorna Bucket, but I think the one of the soldiers' answer was the nearest to it. Right. Next question. These are better than Kirby's. Did you do a quiz, Kirby, while you're up there, by the way?
What?
Never mind. All right, then. Next question. Of what organisation are Yates, Bell, Benton, Grant, Shaw and Sullivan members of?
I know.
Yeah, go on then.
Eunice.
What a surprise. I bet we should ban any presenters of the show from answering these questions. Right then, next question. In 42, what trivia question about the Beatles and Elvis is one of the SS Pentallion's door seals? It's all gone.
Whatever it is, it must be the answer.
What? Nobody knows that one. Then it's who had
you
the.
You said in 42.
Yeah. Who had the most pre-download UK number ones? That was the answer. Right. Next question. On Apple How do you say that? Apalapucia. The two Amys danced to what 1995 Europop hit by Los Del Rio?
Who cares?
No, that's not the answer. Here's a Macarena. Right, next question.
A long way, that is.
What race of cat-like people worship the goddess Santori?
The cat people.
Meow.
You're gone quiet over there. Can't believe it. Nobody knows that one. That was the easiest one.
The cat people?
No, it's the Sisters of Plentitude, Kirby.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Race, that's the job description.
Okay. Well, it says race on the card. Job description. Right then, next question. What?
Okay. Yeah.
What was the name of the Roald Dahl penned fantastical TV show that Ron Grainer composed the theme tune for? You won't get this one if you're not in.
Expected.
All right, you got it.
Well, I don't think any American would have gotten that one. What was it? What was the answer?
Tales of the Unexpected.
Right. Oh,
that was unexpected.
Yeah.
Right. Next.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Next question. What did the 11th Doctor do to a gravity globe in the Maze of the Dead to help rescue those trapped by the angels?
It.
He what?
Did he shoot it?
Yeah, give me your first answer.
He shot it.
That, exactly the answer on the card, Kirby, so...
So he shot it, and didn't he shoot it?
Right. Next question. What is Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart's first name?
Alistair.
Is the correct answer. Right. Next question.
What was the answer? Sorry, I missed it.
Alistair.
I said I know, and I got counted out.
I'll just shout the answer out. Next question. In The Stolen Earth, what creatures do the Doctor and Donna realise are returning to their home on Melissa Majoria?
The Ood.
Is that the crab thing at the bottom?
The Ood? Well, it doesn't what it says on the card. It says electrical. That's weird. That's confused me, that one.
What?
Hang on. Oh, I was on the wrong answer. It was the bees. Sorry, the bees. Now I've given the answer to the next one.
The bees.
You can't have it.
Pearson, what the hell are you doing?
It's dark in it. Alexa, turn the front room light on. Ah, I can see now.
Alexa, turn all lights off.
I wouldn't do that because she who must be obeyed will not be happy. Well, next question.
Alexa,
what race? Shut up. What race cry Santa Ha before they enter battle?
Sontarans.
Yes. Oh. And the last question for the... Notice that none of the... Nobody who not connected with the show is answering these questions. What was the full name of the companion that Blue Peter presenter Peter Burvis played in the mid-1960s?
Yes, directly, or just ask like Matthew?
No, ask like Matthew.
Okay.
Or the Hamlets. Just remind them.
Sounds like they're thinking about the answer, but they're not. They're talking about something completely different.
Sorry, I was talking to Jason. What was the question?
Oh, for goodness sake. The question was, what was the full name of the companion that Blue Peter presenter Peter Purvis played in the mid-1960s?
He was from here in Alabama.
No.
No, it's a different character.
Yeah, go on then.
He played a character from Alabama.
Yeah, go on then.
Frank.
Frank, did he say? No, it's not Frank.
George.
No, it's not that either.
Stephen something.
Stephen Taylor.
Thank you, Andy. Yes, it was indeed Stephen Taylor. So that concludes this rather rubbish episode of the You Won't Get This One. Were you saying something, Kirby?
Yes, let's bring another, our longtime listener up here to talk.
Please do.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you come here? You want to sit there?
Yeah, just
No, turn around. Hang on. I've got Jason off trying to find a guest, by the way.
Good.
Okay.
Hello, it's Anne-Marie.
Oh, my darling Anne-Marie. Have you got a special Facebook page that shows off your legs?
No.
I think you should set one up, definitely.
Nobody wants to see my legs.
I do. Do you want to see her legs, Tom? Oh, hang on. What's that now?
I'm not going to say anything. I'm scared. Let's talk about legs and the show hits it off again.
Anne-Marie.
Yes.
Now, this is a bit of a personal question, this one, but so don't take it to heart, and you don't have to divulge your answer, but how much money have you spent at the con this weekend?
It's been under $100.
Ooh, well done.
And I had $100 to spend. This is my birthday present for my husband.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
And I apologise to your husband for suggesting you perhaps should have a web page showing pictures of your legs on it.
No, I don't think he'd like that.
So what have you got then? What did you get with your money?
What did I buy? I bought earrings. I've got a little necklace, a floating necklace. You unscrew it and you can put little charms in it.
Oh, yes.
I got the TARDIS. I've got a weeping angel. And then I've got a red rose for Rose.
Oh, I've got to say, your cons sound much better than ours. We're getting actual TARDIS.
Yeah. And I got artwork from Kelly Yates, his new artwork. What else did I get? I got the photographs and the autographs from the guests.
Yeah.
Just a lot of doodads and stuff like that.
A lot of what?
Doodads?
What's that?
Doodads. Little trinkets, little...
It's an Americanism.
Yeah, little trinkets, little this and that.
Oh, so is there anything you didn't...
Like a magnet or, magnet or a little figurine, little things.
So is there anything that you wish you had got?
Yes, there's a friend of mine, Amanda, who does... she's selling some of her original artwork that I've only been able to get copies of, but it's just a little bit too much for me. If I'd have known about it yesterday, I'd have had money and I could have... bought it.
Oh, well, I'm glad you had a good time anyway. Was it fun meeting Kirby again?
Oh yeah, it's always fun.
Oh dear, you're easily pleased.
Oh yes, I am. I find joy in everything.
Oh good, that's a good attitude to have, and you have to, obviously, being around Kirby a lot.
So who did you get your photographs, photos with?
Yeah, good question, Tom.
On the speaker, I'm not sure why.
Yeah, Tom just asked who did she get her autograph pictures with?
Oh, Mark Shepherd and what was that other lady's name? Caitlin.
Catherine.
Yeah.
Oh, good. And are you going next year?
Oh, yeah. I've been to every single one.
So have I.
Yeah.
It's not a competition, Kirby.
I knew about it first.
Carl Jones says, thanks for having us on the show. I hope the check's in the post, Kyle. Viewers, if you're wondering why I'm stood up, I've got chronic cramp in my leg at the moment, so I'm trying to get the thing straight.
Yeah, he's bent over. He looks like he's having problems.
Yeah, I'm having serious problems. I can't move. But see, the professional I am, I still carry on with the show, despite being in complete agony at the moment. Oh,
I remember the one time you had a cramp and startled us all because we had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, it's a similar situation at the moment.
This breaking sound.
If my other leg goes, then we're out. Yeah, sorry, it's been very hot here. I don't think I've had enough salt today.
Master?
Yes, dear.
Master?
Yes, dear.
Jason went out to talk to Matthew, and Matthew's going to try and pull some strings.
Good. Well, I'd rather get some guests, to be fair, but there you go. It's fine. Unless, knowing him, it's probably just the strings to operate the curtains.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Sorry. Carry on. I can't even move now. If I move, it just locks up again. So this is very awkward. I nearly cut off the feed, but I thought the viewers might find it amusing, or more amusing, the actual show itself at the moment. Right. Come on, Kirby. Help me out here.
Right.
Just tell me a bit. Tell me a few things.
A few things.
Cheers for that.
I'm in charge of the party and he's in pain.
Yeah, right. He's in pain again.
He's in pain again?
I'm he's still in pain. Oh, okay. Look at
no, him. No, if I stand up straight.
Literally bent over with his leg like this and...
Yeah, I know that if I move, it'll lock up again, so I'll have to maintain this particular position.
Oh. He's got the cramps and stuff in it, and he's in pain.
Right, anyway, Terry Miles says, Adam, you should do a few stretches before starting the show. That might stop you getting the cramps. Cheers, Terry. Oh, I nearly stood up then it went again, so I'm going to stay. I'm just going to maintain this position for a bit. I'm fairly close to the microphone, so...
Take a screenshot, Andy.
That cannot be as bad as I'm imagining.
Alan T. Butcher says, best bit of the show in years. Adam is suffering in the core of the show. Yes, I'm always suffering in this show, but not normally in physical pain while doing it. In fact, I moved my leg just a minute ago and went crack because I just turned my knee sideways. Oh, actually, I'm getting a bit of relief. Oh, this is good.
Oh, we don't worry about you getting some relief, Adam. That's icky.
Oh, I just want a bit of relief. Any relief will do me. I daren't sit down. Is tea any good for relieving cramp? Might get me teas made on. Trouble is, if it goes again, it would be doubly painful. This is why I'm sort of...
You need potassium. You need bananas, and then you need high salt drinks.
I haven't got any bananas. Potassium? What's got potassium in it?
Bananas.
Apart from bananas.
If it's anything like what you were describing, you ought to ask Lillian Robin about how to deal with legs.
Yeah, but she's got cramps in other areas. Thank you very much.
Hashtag Lillian Robin.
Okay, I'm gonna put my teas made on. I think I need a cup of tea. Where's my mug? Oh, I can't. Oh no, the mug's in the other room. That means I'll have to try and stumble into it. Oh, forget it.
I have a question. I have a question for you guys over in the UK, just because you guys talk about tea a lot, and I'm just curious. I know everybody's different out there, but when you drink your tea, do you just drink it as is, or do you add milk or honey, or what do y'all usually do?
Depends what you want. There's hundreds of different varieties of tea. Just depends how you want your tea to be. I personally have Yorkshire tea because it's the nicest standard tea in the country. But other people,
I drink Yorkshire tea with milk. Dawn drinks tea with honey. As a sweetener, I also drink a lot of fruit tea.
Yeah.
Adam?
Yes?
Adam, what I think he's probably asking is the majority of the Brits drink what is called black tea.
Yes.
So when they say tea, that's what we mean.
Yeah.
Whereas, see, they think tea is almost any tisane or soaked herb.
Yeah. It's, like you said, black tea. Is it from India?
Well,
right?
I mean, I was just talking about all types of teas in general. I didn't know. I mean, I know there's a variety.
Variety of teas, yes. You can make tea out of virtually anything organic these days. I was thinking of sticking my finger in it so I can make a tea out of that, but then it wouldn't have been tasted.
Well, our guys have got a builder's tea, which is like, you've got a spoon in it, it would stand up straight. It's so strong.
Proper tea.
Yeah, proper tea. Yeah, quite right, Tom, yeah.
Why doesn't Karl Marx like Lapsang Soochow?
Oh God, is that awful joke? Go on, Tom. It is.
Because property is theft.
Exactly. Thank you, Tom.
I'm going to try and sit down. If something goes wrong, you'll know why. That was really, really painful.
Don't fall down.
I suffer for this show in more ways than one.
Emotionally as well as physically.
Yes. Thank you for noticing.
Down, that's
your I can hear a little girly voice. Who's that?
It's Alex. Me. Sorry, I'm muttering under my breath. Stop moving around. Just sort of sit.
I'm sat now.
I'm afraid you'd be wobbling over.
What I need is a fan. Not you, Magic. Right, does anybody want to see Magic? If I go into massive cramps lifting him up onto my lap, then you lot are to blame. Come here, doggy.
He's knocked my glass over.
Just while it's empty. Eerie dogs. Oh, here he is. He doesn't like the podcast. He goes all shaky. He lovely, everybody. Look, nobody can see him, can they?
Probably in a second. There's a slight delay on the feed.
It's little midgety, magety, mudge, mudge.
He's a dog.
He's a dog.
Yeah.
He's just licking what remains of the salt in my body off my skin at the moment. Right, so what we got here, we've got Ian Kirk saying a word that I'm not going to say because it would initiate my echo. Tea Earl Grey hot. Oh, maybe I should do it just to please him. Alexa, tea Earl Grey hot.
The replicators are not yet operational.
Okay. Laurie Nick says, Assam, my favourite. And then she says, yes. I presume she's talking about the dog who's huffing into the microphone at the moment. And then she says, puppers. I presume that's a one of those things where you type in something and the spell checker comes up with something else. Could by mean puppies. Can anybody hear him huffing? Because he's panting like mad at
that. Are you bored?
Are you bored? Right, dog's gone. Right. No, I'm just trying to take my mind off the potential.
This is not a normal podcast.
No, it isn't a normal podcast. We should be reviewing a story at the moment. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do the sponsors. No, we won't. We'll do Doctor Who News.
Okay.
Doctor Who News. Lethbridge Stewart, free Kindle novels this weekend.
So, really?
Yeah. With the success of Doctor Who Marathon on Twitch, many more fans, or many news fans, are being introduced, that's DoctorWhoNews.net, by the way, to 1960s Doctor Who for the first time, and with it, the Brigadier, Anne Travers, and the Great Intelligence. To celebrate, Candy Jar Books is offering a special treat for these news fans, a chance to see what happens next. So, free on Kindle until Monday, the 12th of June. Top Secret Files, Dogs of War, Times Squared, Night of Intelligence, or more of the Intelligence, and Avatars of the Intelligence. That must be worth investing in.
Are those region locked, or are they for anyone?
Ah, the blimmin' heck should I know, Kirby. I'm just reading the news. And I think Doctor Who News is an American-based news page anyway. All you can do is try them and see what happens.
Yeah, but
I lied. These are Amazon.co.uk. But try them anyway, see what happens.
I will.
Good, right. Another thing, it says, Who Mead Tour UK. Comedian Rob Lloyd is bringing his Doctor Who-themed one-man show to the UK this summer. And that, obviously that won't be of any interest to you American people, but there you go. If you want to come over, he's doing Exeter, Borden, Southport, Chipping Norton, Norwich, Salford and Inverness towards the end of June and the beginning of July. That should be. It says, Who Me is a hilarious romp across the Doctor's 54 years, 13 faces and countless adventures. It was riveting, wasn't it? Yes. BBC to close Maida Vale Studios. The BBC is to close Maida Vale Studios, the former home of BBC Radiophonic Workshop, and the place where many of the iconic sounds used in Doctor Who were created. So that's a bit of a shame for people who like to visit, you know, places where the show was filmed and created. Talking about places where the show was filmed and created, did anybody see the friend of the show, John Davies, skateboard around the studios of Cardiff? No? Okay. Well, I did place it on the 20 megabyte.
Yes, I did see that.
Oh, good. That's right. The studios are in London, and I'm not going to read any more of that feature. The return of the Seventh Doctor comic. This week receives the return of the Seventh Doctor in comic form for a set of all new adventures written by Andrew Cartmell, patron of the show, and executive produced by Ben Aranovich, very good friend of Andrew Cartmell, patron of the show. The powers behind Doctor Who episode Remembrance of Daleks, which celebrates its 30th anniversary in 2018. 30 years! Ouch! Yes.
You know what, Doctor, those comics are going to be?
Sixth, I think.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, I've got a message come through on the.
One of them's from Matthew. One of them's from me to try to tell Matthew what to tell Mark Shepherd.
Oh, that's interesting. Shall I read it out? Or shall I just it just clicked onto Lillian's page? Actually, I'm just gonna have a quick look through her photos.
Adam, people are watching you, dude.
Yeah, no, like you see, sorry, the drool is not to do with Lillian's page. It's just that I obviously had cramp and I'm starting to get a bit dehydrated. Anyway, moving on. Where was I? I was doing Doctor Who news, wasn't I? Doctor Who back on BBC iPlayer. This is quite interesting, actually, since we last recorded. The BBC have announced that it is making every episode of Doctor Who that was made since 2005 available to watch on the BBC iPlayer. So that's ahead of Jodie Whittaker taking up the mantle of the 13th Doctor. For all 10 series will be available to watch as box sets, plus every special night from the past 13 years of the Doctor's adventures. Well, sorry, Americans. Again, a little bonus for us living in Great Britain.
Actually, I got to say, I'm really pleased about that.
Yes.
I think that's really fun. I mean, but the iPlayer is so clunky and so hard to navigate. It's actually really hard to find episodes you want. It's just so badly designed. You're like, oh, I'm you pick one. I'm going to have the werewolf one.
Yeah.
So, pointy, but it's really fun.
Yeah.
I find it.
Hey,
yes.
Tom, you've got a lot of background noise.
No, it's not. It's just something's happening. I don't see any background noise, and this is his audio coming back down the line. I don't know. But he's got to hear something, haven't you, Tom?
I can. It's not great, but I can hear something.
Yeah, anyway, right. So, that's the end of news. Still sitting around here at 8 o'clock and hoping for the best.
Yeah, let's give it a little longer. I'm sure Matthew's going to try. He keeps failing on us.
He does. We should have recognised this fact. Although sometimes he's done this, and then he comes up trumps right at the last minute, like the year Peter Davison was pushed into the room where you were recording when he was
said that was great.
He thought he was going to the toilet and he was shoved into a small room full of people and wondered where the hell he was and ended up on the show.
Were you in here when
But,
and we got Sylvester the one year. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
But then we never managed to get Paul.
No, that was a big shame, because I'd like to have spoken to Paul. I've obviously met Sylvester, and he's coming to the Isle of Wight Comic Con, which allows me to do the plug for the Comic Con. So that'd be good. If anybody in the room would like a trip to Great Britain, come to the Isle of Wight Comic Con, where you will meet lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people.
Yay! I'm really looking forward to that, I've got to say.
Indeed. I'm looking forward to Sunday, because I won't be there on Saturday. I beg your pardon, Kirby?
Did you see Matthew's typo?
Oh, no, I haven't. Let's have a look at that one. A thumbs up. See what I can drink. It's a homage to Mr. Nunny.
I don't resemble
that remark. Now, I was looking at the London Comic Con, because it's... that's the wrong one. Damn.
Master?
Yes?
I think we bored Jason. He's just going through his phone. Next thing you know, he'll be looking at Lillian's pictures.
Yeah, well, at least we've got that to resort to. Worse come to worse.
He's not already, Kirby.
Well, he obviously has. He obviously looked at them at some point, hasn't he? Right. Oh, yes, this is what I was. Isabella, who is a massive geeky type person but doesn't like Doctor Who. Well, she doesn't like it to the extent that she does.
Hasn't been on the show lately.
Well, she likes it. She watches it, but she doesn't sort of go mad about it. Other than the other things that she likes. Now, I was thinking about taking her to a Comic Con on the mainland, maybe next year or something. But we looked at the one that coming up in London on the 27th to 29th of July, and their guest list is absurd. Christopher Eccleston.
Cool.
Yes. Tony Robinson and Tim McKinney. Who's knocking over all the mugs? Somebody needs to mute their microphone. All here is mugs being knocked over and things being moved at the moment.
Wasn't there recently Christopher Eccleston, I don't remember what's the name of the comic, somewhere in the UK, he did some signings recently?
He did some, but I think this is the first convention he's gone to. I mean, it does say Doctor Who Thor, but it's not just him. We've got
Doctor Who Thor, okay.
Yeah. Then it says Jason Momoa, Megan Fox, Tom Welling, Peter Capaldi, Daniel Gillies, Paul Wellesley, Meatloaf, of course, Rocky Horror.
Cool.
James Caan, Tony Robinson, Tim. Is somebody right? Someone's gonna get a pointer out in a minute. Somebody is making a hell of a racket next to their microphone, and there's going to be some serious repercussions very shortly.
I don't think it's me. But maybe we can get our other two people, or at least one of them, up here to talk.
Yes, no, you know
what? He's shaking his head.
I'm just doing filling at the moment.
You want to talk? No.
Okay. Well, I'll carry on with the guest list of the London Comic Con. Tim Kinnery, okay. Helen Atkinson Wood, Noel Clark, Peter Weller, Ray Fisher, Paul McGann, Peter Macon, who's that strange alien person from the Orville. That's a great show, that is. David Bradley.
I've seen the first season of Orville.
Brilliant. Pearl Mackey. Catherine Back, the original Daisy Duke. Along with John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard. Who else we got here? Ray Park, who is in Star Wars and the X-Men. I think he played that Darth Maul, was it?
Yeah, Darth Maul. Yeah.
Jimmy V, friend of the show, who plays R2-D2. Paul Kay. Julian Glover, legend. Lucy Davis, who was in Wonder Woman, playing that woman with a hat. Sylvester McCoy, Colin Baker. It's a hell of a list. It really is. Jack O'Halloran, who's in Superman. Sarah Douglas.
Are you going to that con?
No, I would like to. Unfortunately, it clashes with the weekend. I'm doing several weddings, so I can't go to it. Ingrid Oliver, who plays Osgood in Doctor Who. So yeah, I could read on. It's a hell of a list of guests.
Oh, Ingrid Oliver, yeah.
Just remember, you heard it here first. Yeah, so that's the London Comic Con. Anything else happening while I do some more filling?
I think it's that group that usually goes to the London Comic Con. They usually do those little music videos. I think they're called Sneaky Zebra, I believe. They usually they'll take photos or videotape and make their little songs and stuff. I think that they have YouTube and Facebook. They do it on there. I think it's called Sneaky Zebra.
Nope, don't know anything about that.
He's making fun of Matthew. I just noticed.
Who's making fun of that, Matthew? I want to see this.
Debbie on Messenger.
Right.
Is Debbie still at Mama
Me? For Debbie.
No, she's on. She's waiting for a boat.
Waiting for a boat.
That's why she's
home.
So okay, other things going on.
She might
here.
Be on the boat by now. You go on. Sorry, Master? Kirby. Sorry, Kirby. Master? I didn't mean to interrupt.
Master.
Yes.
Okay. This morning I was on a prisoner panel.
Oh dear. They didn't keep you in then, sadly.
It was very interesting, and we had half this room full.
Yeah.
And then after we're done in here, I'm going to be in the main room with another elderly family.
Melinda?
No, mm-hmm. Melinda's sick.
Oh.
Melinda's,
so she's not going to be on the BBC.
No, she's gone home.
Okay. So you're going to do it?
I'm going to do it along with Charles Martin. We're not elderly, but we're just, let's say, older than the rest
of
but we're going to be talking about Doctor Who in the U.S.
Oh, cool. That sounds good.
Basically, the early days.
Yeah.
And he's actually from Canada, and they had Doctor Who before the U.S., really.
Yeah.
So I expect we're going to hear
more. Charles is from Canada?
Yeah, Charles is from Canada.
Interesting.
And he also apparently saw Doctor Who when he was a child visiting England in the late 60s. Lucky.
Yeah. So I guess you have to see Troughton. You have to see Troughton on the TV
probably.
Screen.
Probably. Come over to that panel.
I'll go to that panel.
When we're done. And so I'll be up there for that.
Good.
Winging it.
Being in it, yeah. That's the way we do it. Isle of Wight Comic Con, Kirby.
Yes.
We've got some guests coming attract some.
Have you found a way for them to bring me over as a special US guest?
Buy your own bloody ticket. Jessica Jane Stafford, who is in The Real Hustle, Devil's Tower, and Dead Ringer. Connor Trinneer, who is in Star Trek Enterprise, Stargate Origins, and Stargate Atlantis. Jason Font, who was a Power Ranger in Resident Evil and Dystopia. I don't know who they are, but Jason Narvi.
I don't think if you watch Resident Evil, you'll ever see any Power Rangers, though.
Yeah, okay.
That's like I think an animated one, I think, right? I think.
No, he might be in that one.
Yeah, I mean do Power Rangers just invade Resident Evil?
Be quiet, Kirby. Jason Narvi and Paul Schreier, who were Balkan Skull and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Mark Outbreak, who is in advised films Back to Weapon X, or 10, or whatever that is. Blake Foster, Power Rangers Turbo, Power Rangers in Space. Jessica Messenger in Rats, Six Hot Chicks in a Warehouse. That sounds like a interesting film. James Hamer Morton, who is in Lilo and Stitch and My Bloody Banjo. Simon Phillips, who is in Jack Trilogy, Rise and Fall of White Collar Hooligan and Dystopia. Valerie Leon, who is a very sexy lady in the 1960s. Thomas Ian Nichols, who is in American Pie, Walt Before Mickey. And Charlie Bond, who is Strippers vs. Werewolves and Hellraiser. Must have a look at some of her films.
What was that last one?
Strippers versus Werewolves and Hellraiser. Oh, okay. I'm quite intrigued by the Strippers versus Werewolves. I can't even say it. Amelie Leroy, who is in Dark Signal, I can't say that, Abduction and MMA. Tara Reid, who is in Celebrity Big Brother several years ago when Jed Wood were in it, and also American Pie, The Big Lebowski, Sharknado, and Van Wilder. Walter Jones, who was a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, Shield and Brink. Sean Astin, who was in Lord of the Rings, Stranger Things, Goonies, 51st Dates, Click, and a few more of my favourite films. Rochelle Davis, who's Sarah from The Crow. Mackenzie Lintz, who is in Hunger Games Under the Dome. Jason Mewes, who is in Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, Clerks, Dogma, Mallrats, and Chasing Amy.
Michael, what's a Mallrat?
Says Mallrat, or Mallrats. Mallrats, yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Michael Eklund, who was Wynonna Earp, Bates Motel, Call, Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. I never thought I'd have to do so much filling on my own show. It's ridiculous. And bear in mind, we've only got 15 minutes to go. Yes, Kirby.
Yes, there's been two versions of Dirk Gently.
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, all I can tell you is what it says here. Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency.
Yeah, but the one that's current or the one from a few years ago?
I've just answered your question.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I can only tell you what it says there. It doesn't say... Shut up. I'm just snoring. Anyway, Chris Owen from The Sherminator he was the Sherminator from American Pie. Ming Chen and Mike Zapkick, comic book men. Gary Jones, who is in Stargate SG-1, Stargate Atlantis, Stargate Universe, and Supernatural. Joseph Pantoliano, who is in The Matrix, Goonies, Sopranos, and Daredevil Bound. Oh, no, sorry, Daredevil and Bound. Shannon Elizabeth, who was in American Pie, Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, and 13 Ghosts.
Shannon Elizabeth coming to the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
Cool.
Brian O'Halloran, friend of the show, who is in Clerks, Mallrats, and View Ask Universe. Marie Lee Metheringham, in Mask of Thorn, Enter the Cage, and Pumpkins. Sylvester McCoy, The Hobbit, Doctor Who, Sense8. What's Sense8? What that is. Ki Hoi Kwan, Goonies, Indiana Jones. Samantha Mathis. I recognise that face. She was in Broken Arrow, Under the Dome, The Strain, Super Mario Brothers. Mark Sears, Wolverine and the Fan Films. Fan Hunt, Follow the White Rabbit. John Davey, friend of the show, who's a Doctor Who creature actor. Sorry, these glasses do need sorting out. And last four, Bai Ling, who's in The Crow, Crank 2, Anna and the King, Wild Wild West. And then Keri Hiroyuki Tagawa. I can't even say it. Some chap. He was in Mortal Kombat, The Man at the High Castle, and Planet of the Apes. Ethan Phillips, legend that is, who was Neelix in Star Trek IV. What is that noise? I've only got two left. Is that Andy?
Andy's gone.
No, I'm just getting tired of this list of names.
Well, have you got any other suggestions? I've been sat here for blimmin' an hour and caught 15 minutes when I could have been doing editing. Anyway, Ethan Phillips, a legend that is, Neelix from Star Trek Void. Excuse me, I'm just bigging up Ethan Phillips here. The last one is Erin Cahill, Power Rangers Time Force, How I Met Your Mother and Call of Duty. Right, that's the Isle of Wight Comic Con, everyone in America. Come and get your tickets now.
Okay. I'll come when they decide they need an American to come and interrupt things.
I'll just buy a ticket yourself, and mind just whatever but the other people else decides. Right, what's that Matthew Blimmin' Kressel up to after ruining my evening for again?
I have no idea. Make sure that Jason stops looking at Lillian's legs and goes...
Maybe that's what Matthew's doing. Maybe he's actually looking at Lillian's legs and not been trying to get any guests for us.
Adam?
Yes?
Adam, I know it's been a controversial subject over here, but why don't we ask our American friends if they have any particular thoughts about the fact we now have a female doctor?
Yeah, I think we'll go with that one. That's at least that's something to talk about, Tom, isn't it? I'm going to lean back and see if I can get cramp in the other leg now.
I didn't understand, Tom. Sorry.
Sorry. I was just wondering, because there's been a lot of... talk in the press and that a lot of people are like, I'm never going to watch Doctor Who again when it's a female doctor, even though obviously we know it's canon that they can change sex. What are American fans thinking of this, the whole thing? Okay. Wow, I can hear the tumbleweeds.
Okay, I'm getting people to talk about it.
Okay, cool.
Having a female doctor?
Yeah.
I don't think of her myself as a female doctor. It's just the doctor.
That's a good answer. Yeah,
well it's said. Just the doctor. Happens to have a bigger
that's
chest.
That's a quality
you know?
Answer.
And master,
it's just the doctor.
Yes. Yes.
One of the most popular cosplays here this weekend is the doctor.
Is as a woman. Yeah, I've seen some of your pictures, Kirby.
Yeah, they're not meant for public.
Any other? Yeah. Anybody else with an opinion?
I like it. I like the idea of having a female doctor. At first, I was a little skeptical. I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. But then the more I like sat on the idea and I thought about it, I was like, okay, this is going to be really cool. Especially, you know, I'm a girl. So it's like kind of like empowering to see like a female doctor personally.
So as a girl, then you wouldn't necessarily have a particularly solid opinion on Lillian's legs then?
Dude,
say it again. She didn't understand you.
Oh, that's probably just as well.
Probably for the best.
Anybody else?
He's making another joke about this person.
Lillian.
Okay.
I don't want to make it quite clear if Lillian ever actually listens to this episode. That yes, I'm quite impressed, Lillian. And more, please.
I think you're just jealous because hers work and yours obviously aren't.
Yes, that's a bloody good point. But she seems to, yes, it's quite ironic. It's a bit of payback for me that she's suffering a bit from cramps and I get a chronic cramp in my leg. That's a...
It's actually clean conscience of yours, Adam.
Yes, I suppose it's payback. Well, maybe I deserve it. What I need is a cup of tea. What is that jangling noise?
It's not from this end.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We do have a weird noise here as well.
That's you, Kirby. I'm not worried about that.
apparently, we're right next to the kids' room, and they're
what
making
are you
all,
sorts,
all sorts of racket in there.
Yeah, they're playing tennis. Oh, well, there's a few comments on the Facebook feed come through. Alan T. Butcher.
Let's let Jason try this one more time and see if we can get a guest. And if we can't, in the next few minutes, why don't we just wrap it up?
Well, we've only got 10 minutes to go anyway. Well, I am scheduled in on this particular convention to be from 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. British Summer Time. So I've actually got 10 more minutes. So I'm just going to carry on with my Facebook feed. Lauren Nick said, ooh, gets on the Kindle pronto. That's in relation to those three.
Matthew just walked in the room. Come on.
Oh, Matthew.
No guess.
We've been very kind about you, haven't we, everybody?
Why?
He Matthew just walked in here with a Dalek, but no guests.
Well, he can at least speak to us.
Speak.
Hello.
What have you got to say for yourself, Mr. Kressel?
Exterminate.
That's not the answer I'm looking for. It's only very unlike you to go quiet.
Mark
is very, very busy.
Is he?
Yeah, doing the photos and the autographs.
Yeah. Is that the Dalek speaking?
and Catherine, why not?
Yeah.
You said MIA, right?
I can't locate her.
Oh, find her. Okay.
She's not been at your table either of the times. Because I'm running around doing other things as well.
Are you?
Sometimes she's not been at her table. So I can't bring you people I can't find, Adam.
Matthew?
Yes, Adam.
Anyway. So, apart from being very busy as you usually are at conventions, Matthew, what's been your highlight then?
What's been my highlight? Well, I was in the vendors room yesterday, and I came across from the same seller.
Hang on. What room?
The vendors room.
What did you think he said?
I'm very pleased to hear that.
Oh.
What did you think he said?
No, I'm not repeating that.
But actually, from the same vendor, I bought this beautiful 1960s. This beautiful 1960s Evil of the Daleks Dalek from also had loose out of the box the three 1960s Cybermen designs, which I have been wanting since they came out in about 2009 or so, but every time I've seen them on eBay, they've always been in the box and going for about $50-$60 minimum. And they had them three for $25, so I am now the proud owner of three 1960 Cybermen action figures. But in terms of actual proper convention stuff, my big highlight would be being completely, totally, and utterly upstaged by Mark Shepherd.
Yeah.
So
funny.
Good for him. So, I was just going to ask, actually, Anne-Marie spent a certain amount of money at the convention. How much have you spent?
At the convention?
Yes.
$35, I think, Blimey is what heck. I spent.
Hey, that certainly makes you a bit of a cheapskate, but
well, I spent less.
Did you? That doesn't surprise me.
That's hardly surprising.
Yeah.
I spent $16.
What did you buy with your $16 then?
Two coffees.
A T-shirt. I always buy the T-shirt.
Two coffees.
And by the way, Julia usually buys the T-shirt. Not before she, back when I was coming to Con K and she wasn't, she'd have me buy the T-shirt. This year she
didn't. She had you buy the T-shirt.
So she's
that's good. I like that one. Had you buy the T-shirt. I want to grab you by the T-shirt myself
at
the moment.
She did not have me buy the T-shirt. Oh, right, she didn't like it.
Oh dear.
Oh.
I completely lost what I was going to say now. But so, how much did she spend at the convention then, Julia? Well, did you not give her any pocket money?
Here.
Oh. That's confused me.
Why do you buy the coffee then? So you only
need one. No, she grabbed you by the T-shirt, and I just under my carry on.
She's not here because she decided she doesn't like Dr.
Oh, okay. So has anybody in the room spent less money than Kirby at the convention? They've all gone very quiet, so that's a no. Has anybody spent more than $100?
Yes. The boy who won't come to the microphone, yes.
How much did the boy who won't come to the microphone spend?
How about a guess?
Should I boost us some suspense music?
I have probably spent probably close to 100, though.
How much?
So how to get signatures and stuff.
150.
Well, it would be 150
for me, too,
okay.
To count my nails in my hair.
Okay. Nails in your hair.
Well, yeah, because I got it colored.
All right. Well, you come here and buy hair.
They've got a makeup artist at the convention.
No, I had my hair colored before I came to the
That doesn't count. Sorry, that doesn't
convention.
Count. No,
yes,
no.
It was because I got it specifically for the convention.
Okay. Well, for me, that doesn't count because you didn't buy it at the convention. Sorry, that doesn't count. That's just an added incurred fee or for your budget for the convention, but it doesn't count because you didn't get it at the convention. So
it's about 100.
Yeah, so the boy who came to the microphone wins, basically. And he wins a free listening to the 20 Megabyte podcast next week. Oh. Right, we've got we've got Laurie Nix who says, "Where are the special con guests wandering by Kirby's table?" And she says, "Matthew scores in the dealer's room." And then she says, "Kirby, weren't you drinking those Shirley Temples at the hotel bar?"
No, I didn't have the Shirley Temple. That was one of my who was it? Oh, it was you. Jason and Dana.
Instead of the cherry juice they put in it, it's pomegranate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right then, is Matthew still there?
Matthew's still there.
So then, Matthew, how many freebies have you managed to wangle during the weekend?
Pretty much none at this point. So, you know.
Oh, okay. That's strange. Have you managed to do any plugs for any of your books?
What?
Have you managed to do any plugs for any of your books?
Plug your books. Like last year, you plugged your book.
No, I haven't had any short fiction. I haven't published any of my short stories on the Vocal sites here recently. I also, last year's didn't quite work the way I wanted it to because I didn't read the terms and conditions of the site clearly enough. It's not views, it's reads. So that if the people don't scroll all the way to the bottom of the story, it doesn't count.
I did.
I think I was in at least four panels where he said, "Bring this thing up."
I haven't had any short fiction. I haven't published any short stories on there because I've been busy working on a novel for the last few months. So I haven't been doing much fiction writing.
Yes, hey, Kirby.
Speaking of Doctor Who, I just decided to look at Lillian's picture.
Oh, you've only just decided to look.
There's a picture of K-9 with her foot.
Is there? Let's have a look at that.
What?
Do you remember the thing that Ben Shoveler set up in relation to Nicola Bryant a few years ago?
It's an awful tiny Dalek.
Sorry, where's this picture?
It's a little bit further down.
Is on Instagram?
It really works well on an audio presentation.
On Facebook. It's on Instagram.
She's going to get loads of new followers, you know, because of this particular feature. Oh, I can't see it. I'll look later. I've seen a picture of her foot with a ring around her toe.
Dear. Really?
Oh, I can see a Dalek in her garden. That's not her garden. It just says, "Trowel of a Time Lord."
Yeah, she reposted my picture for some reason.
You took a picture of her legs?
No.
Oh, yeah, I can see. Yes, there's a K-9 by her foot. Yeah. What on earth she got around her ankle?
This is an excellent use of people's times on a Sunday afternoon. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, we've got nothing else to do, Matthew. God's sake.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, so that's better.
We're running out of time. So well, I think we have no guests. So.
We have to admit failure, I think. It's worse than Kirby's efforts a couple of years ago.
Are you going to come on the next day and you're going to yell at me for like you did a couple of years ago?
I never yell at you, Kirby. I'll just take the mickey out of you a bit more.
They're probably going to yell at me instead this time.
It's really quite frustrating because I actually put a bit of effort into this show. I actually wrote down some questions for our non-existent guests. That does sound like Debbie Melrose, everybody, doesn't it? There's somebody there that sounds like Debbie Melrose.
Well, you know, we've been living together for so long that my people start planning our education.
Tom's at least enjoying himself as well.
So, as Matthew, as you're so good friends with Mark Shepherd now, you can answer the questions I posted for Mark Shepherd. Are you ready?
Oh, dear.
Yep. Did you base your characterization of on cancer on anyone? Come on, Matthew.
I did not get the opportunity to ask very many questions of him yesterday, so I don't think I'm qualified to answer
it. All right, let's try this one then. Your version of Mud in Star Trek Discovery was a departure from your predecessor. Is there a possibility of a return of Mud in Season 2?
What?
Okay, then. Sorry, are you as friendly with Katrin or Katrin or Katrin or Katrine or whatever she's called? Are you friendly with her? What's the favourite story you appeared in then, Katrin?
I just realised we even drove off Kyle and Clarence.
Oh,
the podcast.
Yeah, I didn't drive them off. They've probably gone off to have an interview with Mark Shepherd.
Oh, they had to leave early.
Oh, that's, so you're trying to blame me?
That's not difficult to do, Adam.
Yeah. I suffered for this episode, you know.
What's run out of bananas?
Didn't run out. Didn't have anything to start off with.
So what are you going to title this episode when I put together the entry on the database?
Well, that's quite a simple one. It's episode 379, Concasterbrus cock up. Concasterbrus link up.
Okay.
Simple.
With Lillian Flex.
Yeah, with Lillian's leg.
Lillian Flex, right?
You should be happy the fact we've mentioned her multiple
we
times.
We love Lillian.
I'm surprised it's not 379 Matthew Falls.
Matthew what?
Falls.
No.
Fails, possibly.
Sorry, thanks to Lillian's legs. All has been... Debbie, I feel I should introduce properly Mrs. Debbie Melrose.
Well, that's very hard because she's in the kitchen.
Well, that's a bit stupid. Why don't you go out to the kitchen for? We're doing a show.
Because she's only just come back from watching Mamma Mia.
Well, that's more of a reason to be on the show, I would have thought.
Well, hang on a minute. I'll take my headphones off.
Oh, yeah, who wants me?
Me. I just want... Debbie, I just wondered... By the way, everybody, this is Debbie Melrose.
Yes, this is made it back.
Oh, okay.
Justin.
Right, Debbie, I just wanted, obviously you're friends with Lillian on Facebook, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What did you think of her legs?
Sublime.
Yeah, that's what I thought, exactly. That's probably the best description I've seen all week.
No, you leave
me alone. Right, let's have another look at the old Facebook feed before I go and drink something and find a banana. Laurie Nick says, freebie wangler. And then she says, sorry, I'm actually at a bar drinking mimosas. Ooh, that's a sexy voice. Who was that?
Half the show.
It's on Facebook. Oh,
yeah. Who's that?
Who is that?
A very sexy voice. That wasn't Lillian, was it?
What?
With a very sexy voice in the background then. Who is that?
Was that Matthew's?
No, it's yours!
Oh, I was just explaining to Matthew about Adam's leg.
My leg? Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what the banana reference was about because I came in so late.
There was... Master?
Yes.
Master?
Yes.
There was a banana wandering around the con earlier today.
Yes, there
yeah,
is.
I don't think that's going to have immediate effect on my cramp situation.
And wallpapering it with bananas here now. Come on.
And then Laura Nick says there's a cockerel and an up sign. I presume that means cock up. I don't think she's referring to me, is she? I'll be having words with that, Laurie. Right then. So.
Been another typical live 20 megabyte podcast.
Yeah, not my fault, I hasten to point out. Not my fault. I've been highly professional on this show, as usual.
Yes, you're always professional.
Yeah,
always.
But, oh, Kirby. That doesn't happen very often.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yay.
Okay, right then. Anybody who wants to suffer this?
They have another.
No. Anyone who wants to suffer this show next week in its usual format, if I am allowed to record next week, that is subject to she who must be obeyed's discretion. We will be looking and watching and reviewing the Face of Evil, when he said Hand of Fear, the Face of Evil, which is a friend of the show, Louise Jameson's first appearance in Doctor Who. Sadly, she'll be out of the show by the time we get to episode 400, which is an episode she's supposed to be on, but we'll try and get her on a bit earlier, maybe. So, yes, thank you, everybody, for your efforts at the other end. That's the Alabama end of the show. And
oh, you're welcome. Sorry, I couldn't actually nab anybody for you.
It's always good fun, but always a cock-up.
It's always worth it. It's always worth a try, isn't it? But if it doesn't happen, we'll do it next week.
Yeah, it's we've had some good ones here, just not this year.
Yeah, this year was kind of a...
Yeah, but I've been watching the Conquer Cerberus, obviously, Facebook feed, and it's been fantastic watching everybody meeting people, and the cosplay's been amazing this year as well.
Ah, it's great fun.
Yes.
Looking like it's going from strength to strength every time.
So do you have internet access when you're on the ferry?
Not always.
Depends what ferry is, really, doesn't it? The car ferry get internet access, but the bandwidth's not very good.
Yeah.
Else? No, sorry, I don't mean to say something.
All right, I think that people are coming in here for the next panel, so we're
that's
gonna
fine. I thought we had to go at some point, but yes, next week. next week, if we get things on, it's all Father's Day, so Andy might not be on the show. And thank you, Andy, for telling me this. But we'll be looking at the Face of Evil, and see you again next year, Conquerberites.
Yay!
Bye bye.
Goodbye, fancy pants.
So long. Good night, all. Good night, y'all.
Let's stop saying goodbye over all each other's.
Tom, nice to speak to you, mate.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Well, thanks for all the fish.
Indeed.
The longest goodbye. Right, see you later, one.
Not one missed
it. Bye, everybody. Thanks, Tom. See you later.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Megabyte Doctor Who podcast is an APV services production sponsored by whowon.co.uk and lavazi.co.uk. We are a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is a trademark of the British Broadcasting Corporation. No copyright infringement intended.